Hey folks, Dan Froh here with your market update for March 7th, 2025. We have breaking news right now. The unemployment rate coming hot off the presses over at CNBC. Rick Santelli is going to give it to us. When he comes back, I'm going to show you market reactions to all this. And so, who am I and what do I do? So without further ado, let's take it away, Rick Santelli.
We are just seconds away, about a half minute from the February employment report. The futures have been mostly flat for most of the morning, waiting the big number. S&P is unchanged, Dow's off a little bit, and the NASDAQ just a little bit higher. Rick Santelli is waiting in the wings, standing by at the CME.
Here's the cool thing with this is, and this is why I like doing it, you're going to see market reactions. This is what's going on in the market right now. This is basically where the S&P is supposed to open, the Dow Jones and so forth. Watch how he's talking, because it's live. When he's giving you this report, it's live, and you're going to see market reactions to this, bond yields, and everything else. Very cool. So when he comes back, I'm going to give you market reactions, all this. Take it away, Rick.
In Chicago, you want to give us your estimate, Rick?
Yeah, I think we're going to be somewhere in the 150 to 180 camp. We're looking for a number kind of 160. So I'm right in line with expectations. After ADP, it seems many were a bit nervous that this number was 151,000. 151,000 is our February read on the creation of non-farm jobs, with a slight revision from last month from 143 to 125. And if you look at the combined two-month revision, it turns out to be minus 2,000. Now, let's go to the unemployment rate, shall we? Known as U3. 4.1, it moves up from 4.0. It equals where we were in Dece of last year. To find a higher number, you go to November of 24, when it was 4.2. Now, average hourly earnings come in here on a month-over-month basis at up 0.3, as expected. And that does follow that wild jump that we saw, up 0.5%, which was the strongest month-over-month number since January of 22. Now, if we look at 0.3, that equals where we finished 2024. If you take a year-over-year perspective, also a bit less, 4%, 4.0. That's 0.1 less than expected, 0.1 less than the rearview mirror. It equals, actually, 4.0. The last number we had that would be equal or less than would be September of last year, when it was 3.9. If we look at our work week, and this is what distorted earnings last month, in my opinion, the work week last week came in at 34.1. Get this. We've been keeping track of the average weekly hours since March of 2006. This number at 34.1 was the lowest, the smallest, since March of 2010. March of 2010, and we remain at that level. Now, let's go to the U6. That's the underemployment rate. That comes in at 8%, a huge jump from 7.5 to 8%. To find a higher number than that, you're back to October of 21, when it was 8.2. And finally, labor force participation rate, moving in the wrong direction, 62.4, down from 62.6. 62.4 equals where we were in January of 23. To find a smaller number, you're going to Dece of 22. After all that is over, interest rates have moved up just a smidge. Pre-opening equities are moving up a bit as well. The numbers are not nearly as dire. They're fairly close to expectations. And I think that work week, it caused a little volatility on its adjustment to some of those earnings numbers. And real quickly, the Treasury Secretary this morning hit on what many of my sources and I discuss, and that is the notion of private sector versus public sector when it comes to spending and growth. How many economists have you heard from, Joe and the gang, that say our fiscal path is unsustainable? Well, there's a lot of growth associated with that unsustainable debt-ridden path. And I think as we try to address that, the obvious is going to occur. We're going to lose some of that growth. But think about it. It's unsustainable to pay for it in the way we have been.
Which is the debt that I show you guys every day. So that's his report. Right there, you can see where it just popped up on the screen. Payroll growth totals 151, less than expected. So that's going to be the headlines there. I'm going to dive in on that in a second because, yeah, it came in less than expected, but not as nearly as bad as the ADP payroll number. So let's see market reactions to this. Remember, it was up like 200 points right when he said this. Now the Dow Jones is only up 20 points. S&P's up 10. NASDAQ's up 53. Oil's up a little bit. I don't like this. The 10-year Treasury's down. So the markets are stabilizing based off of this stuff. Let's see what the bond market's doing. Right now, the MBSs are up 11 ticks. That means mortgage rates might reprieve a little bit. Could we get to 6.75 by the end of the day? That's a possibility right through there. Here's what I want to go through. Here's why we focus in on this stuff. This is what the Federal Reserve monitors. Okay, so this is the economy at a glance. This is basically, you know, a snapshot of here's what the Federal Reserve watches. And let's just go through a few numbers that just recently came in. So the federal funds rate, this is what we're watching because this is what the Federal Reserve controls. I'm going to show you a chart on what's expected of these over the next year. But over through here, we got the PCE. They came in last week. It was inflation. It came in a tick lower than was expected. We had the unemployment rate go from 4.0 to 4.1 today. That was just that news came out today. We have GDP. That's going to come out here shortly. So not today, but it's coming out that we'll be focusing in on this. So this is basically the data that we're watching. But the economic calendar is right through here. Here is the concern. Right through here is we had private payrolls, non-farm payrolls. So right through here, non-farm payrolls. Last reading was 125. They expected to go to 159. It came in at 151. I'll say that's on target. It was better than last time. Okay, better than last time. So the non-farm payroll was actually better. Okay, so that's what's that. But if you go to the ADP payroll numbers the other day, and this is what everybody was like, oh my goodness, we don't know what these numbers are going to come in this time. You got the ADP payroll numbers, 186 the last time. It came in at 77. Well, they were expecting 141. So they completely missed it. So if these numbers today would have came in that bad, you would have saw the markets just plummeting at this. So throughout this, basically, we're going to give this a thumbs up for the economy, and everything's through here isn't so bad. Okay, so that's what I want to say through there. Let's see what the CME FedWatch tool, what it's telling us. This is the probability of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meetings throughout the, you know, all the way through 2026. Well, the federal funds rate is right across the board here. Right now, we're at 4.25 to 4.5. Okay, so the March meeting that's coming up just not too long from now. Let's get over to this. FedWatch tool. It's coming in when 12 days. The Federal Reserve is going to do what? They're not going to do anything because there's a 97% chance that they're not going to do anything. But we focus in on this briefly. We usually try to do our main focus in on what the calendar looks like, what the economic week looks like, and what the true data looks like. And that's what we're following on a daily basis. So that's what we follow here on my show. I usually have a live event on Wednesdays to talk to realtors and talk to first-time homebuyers. And even like last week, I think we talked about refinancing. We hold live events. And if you want to reach out to me for some assistance, because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool, we can shop your loan over 30 different lenders. I'm going to show you how at the end of this video, so stay tuned for that. So let's break down what's actually going on. We went through the economic news for today. The CME FedWatch tool is telling us that the next meeting, the Federal Reserve is going to do nothing. So to recap it, right now, the unemployment rate came in, wasn't as bad as what we maybe expected, and mortgage rates are actually just stabilized. They're up 10 basis points. I don't really know if that's going to be enough to really shake the markets. We're going to continue to monitor this for us. But the good news is mortgage rates didn't plummet. Did they go up? And there's no, based on this economic news, like the Federal Reserve is going to be inching up rates or pushing up rates anytime soon based on this unemployment data. So that's good news for us, the markets, and everything else. So that's my report for this morning, folks. So let's get over to who I am and what I do. But first off, a public service announcement. Now, if you guys are getting sick of doing me saying this, please do it. Okay, so everybody I talked to, I'm like, okay, did you sign up for the opt-out pre-screen? And they're like, I was going to. Please just do so. But optoutprescreener.com, what's going to happen is, if you didn't know this, when you apply for a mortgage or a loan, once the bank pulls your credit information, credit agencies has the ability to sell your data now, called trigger leads. I want to stop that, kind of like the do not call list, but this is do not sell my financial data list, but optoutprescreener.com to take care of that. We have a new website coming out and it's being launched here soon, but this is a sneak peek of what it's going to look like. Going to scroll down through here. I wanted this to emphasize out a little bit more because we have it on our current website. If you're a homeowner now and you want me to track the rates for you, you're like, Dan, I this stuff drives me crazy. Please, I'm at 8% now. When it gets to 6.5, can you call me? I'd love to do that. How you set up that system is just go to the Rate Watch. But on our real website that we have right now, go to therateupdate.com, that functions here as well. There's many functions on this website you can get. So how do we do what I say I do? One application, one credit pool, shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Well, here's how we do it. I work at a federal bank. That makes me licensed throughout the whole country. The unique thing is we're set up with 30 other lenders. 30 other lenders. They're credit unions, mortgage companies, just banks, lenders. We can use their programs as well as our program. We can use their rates as on top of ours as well. So think of it. You're putting in one application. We're going to pull your credit one time. We're going to shop your loan over, you know, our programs. We're going to look at all 30 of these lenders to be able to offer you them as well. There's programs in there like $6,000 grant. Don't have to pay back. It's basically free money to check out. You might qualify for that. Don't qualify for that. You might be entitled for a $4,500 grant with a $500 appraisal credit. If those are things you're looking for, I'd love to help. Go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right through there, or you can schedule a consultation with me right up through there, or you can scroll to the bottom. You're going to find our 800 number as well as my email, but there's that tag right there. So on our current website, if you go to this tag right here, and put in your information if you're a homeowner, and I'll contact you when that rate hits where you're looking to refinance. But otherwise, scroll down to the bottom of our website. You're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address, and it is right through. Please reach out to us. We'd love to help you navigate this home buying or maybe home refinancing scenarios that you might have. Other than that, have a fantastic day. Get back here at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. Take care. Bye.